Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Disruptive Author Podcast. So this is our third podcast, and this morning I'm joined by the author of the book Dreams, Visions, and Intuitions, Marnie Kent. Good morning, Marnie.
Good morning, Deb.
How are
Good
you,
to see
darling?
you again. Good, thank you. Yes, yeah, really
Excellent.
excited.
So Marnie joined my writer book club in 2019. And I distinctly remember Marnie having the conversation with you about now is the time to finish this and not waiting any longer. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
It's fairly important, isn't it? Like,
It is.
and how has your life, opened up since, finishing the book? And it's been a whirlwind, hasn't it?
It has been, yeah. It's been amazing. There's been a lot of opportunities and, yeah, meeting a lot of new people. Yeah, been absolutely wonderful.
It's probably got a lot to do with allowing things to happen in the right time.
Well, I believe that timing is everything.
Yeah, right with you on that one, Dale.
Mm.
All right, so for the listeners, what's your book about?
Well, it's about my spiritual journey, about my path in life, and it's also a message of hope for people. Like, I don't consider myself any different to anyone else. And all of the abilities that I have, everyone has. It's just that I've been able to connect with mine and I've connected with spirit and I have gained so much knowledge that has really helped me on that journey to finding who I really am.
I think that's something that I've loved about working with you is getting into that space of intuition and trust and knowing, when things are right, what directions to go in, and just allowing things to unfold rather than being in that space of hustle and push and, the whole unnatural space, the masculine. It's nice to fall into that feminine process.
Well, I've been there, Deb. You know, like I've pushed and I've recognized over time that doesn't work.
It
So,
really doesn't, does it?
no, it doesn't. No, not at all.
So when did you first become a published author, and what actually drove you to do it?
Well, it was in the June of this year that I became a published author, right in the midst of COVID, of all things. So that was totally unexpected.
Weird year it's been.
Yes, but it hasn't really changed the outcome of anything. I
No.
mean, you know, if anything, it's made people more aware of themselves, of their journey, where they're at, what they need. So yes, I think that it's been perfect timing.
Yes.
And what drove me to it? Well, I guess what happened was in 1986, my life was just falling apart, and it didn't matter what I tried, nothing seemed to work. Nothing, you know, helped me through those things. And I was working in a full-time job, and I got to a point where I was very stressed, and I thought, I just need time off. So I took some holidays and I took 2 weeks off. And I got to a point where I was very depressed. And so I'd get the boys off to school in the morning and then I'd go back to bed. And this one morning, I was just in such a state. I just said, God, please take me. I've tried everything I know how, and nothing is working. And I said, please help me. And instantly, I found myself out of my body. I was flying up above the clouds. And all of a sudden, I heard God speak to me because I'd actually heard this music in the distance, and it just sounded like a choir of angels. And I said, God, please take me to where that sound is coming from because that feels like peace to me. And instantly, He spoke to me and He said, that is the gift that you give to this world. And immediately I was back in my body. And I thought to myself, I don't have the right to ask for my life to be taken.
Mm.
If that's what I give the world, it's too precious a gift to take that away.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that it's not just me. Every one of us has a special gift.
And that's really the essence of your message, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, every single person has a gift. But not everybody knows it, do they?
No, no. And that's what I've tried to do with the book, is to show people through the lessons and the experiences that I've had, you know, how I came upon my own knowledge of what my purpose was.
Yeah.
Aside from what God had said to me, I mean, that was the big thing for me.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, there were other aspects to it that I needed to find. So, yeah, so I've tried to do that for people, is to share that with them.
So that's a little while ago. That's how long you'd been contemplating getting this message out there, and it's all just come together in the last, well, the last 18 months, really, since you made that decision and joined the group and got on with your writing and then had it published. Yeah.
So. Well, I started in 2008, noting down all of the experiences that I'd had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at that point I really felt, you know, that I was starting to see that the value of what I had been through, and just different things I'd mentioned to people in passing, and they would say to me, oh, you should write a book.
Yeah.
And prior to that, well, in my mind, I had committed to God that I would do everything in my power to help those people who came into my life.
Yes.
So really the book was part of that, but I'd kind of had to put that aside, and I came to realise that I still had, you know, many experiences to have that needed to be included.
Yes.
So
isn't it interesting? I find as I'm getting older you know, this just goes in line with what we're talking about, but you get this more of a helicopter view.
Yes.
And all the experiences that you do have come together, and they make a different sense.
Yes.
To what they made, you know, 10 years ago or 20 years ago,
yeah.
That you see a bigger picture and a different picture because of that, you know, the wisdom, I guess, that comes.
Mm.
It's an absolutely beautiful book, and the message that you have and that you're sharing is, I think, hope, as you said. It brings hope to people, and it helps people. I think it's so important that people feel connected with something that's bigger than them, whatever you want to call that.
Yes.
I think it's so important because it brings meaning to everything we do. And to be able to give that to people is a beautiful gift in and of itself.
Mm. And I totally agree with you, Deb. I've recognised just in the last couple of weeks that, you know, what an important message for people, especially right now in the midst of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, like, we have all felt so disconnected and separated from each other and from our Creator.
Yes.
And, you know, we're suddenly starting to realise the magnitude of that connection, you know, that we need other people, that, you know, it doesn't only help us physically and emotionally, but mentally, you know, it's a powerful thing to know that you are loved and supported, and, you know, that we are no different. We're all going through similar experiences.
Yeah, we're not.
And just that some are further ahead than others.
Yeah. So that sort of answers for me about, you know, whether this is a fulfillment of a dream for you, or whether it was part of a bigger picture. It's definitely part of a bigger picture, the book. It's almost like a vehicle, really, isn't it, for the bigger picture for you.
Mm.
So I'm going to just ask you to tell me about your work, and talk about that bigger picture, you know, what you're doing now, and whether that is your life's work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is my life's work. I have become a transpersonal art therapist in 2018. I did 2 years study, and I absolutely love the work that I do. I love working with people. Mm-hmm. In the early stages when I did my placement, I was very fortunate to be able to work in palliative care with people who were either dying or, you know, going through that process with a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so rewarding to be able to be there on that journey with them just for that short space of time.
It'd be a real honour, wouldn't it?
It was an honour, mm. Yes. And so I've also worked with young women with mental health issues and self-esteem issues, you know, women that had lost that sense of themselves and just needed that encouragement and that insight to see that they were more than who they thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I really enjoy that aspect of what I do. I also run art workshops where I teach a process that is a spiritual healing art process. Mm-hmm. It's one that I developed from something that I learned originally. And I've just had so much, so many beautiful, positive experiences from people, you know, the healing and the insights that they've gained from that, that has just been so powerful for me.
So another vehicle, really.
Well, yes, yes. Yeah. And it's made me realise that it was too valuable a process to lose.
You're currently the only one that does it?
Yes, yes. Other people may do a similar process, but it's nothing like the one that I do.
Yes.
And I've been doing it for 20 years. And as I said, you know, there's been some amazing things that have come out of that.
Yes. So are you looking at teaching other people to do that then? You said, you know, you yes. don't want to lose that.
Yes. I've been thinking about it for the last few years, but I need to be in a situation where I can get hold of some funding that can help me to be able to help them.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to give to people the opportunity, especially now, you know, that so many people have lost their jobs, you know, and particularly creative people. You know, it's not easy when you're a creative person to find a job that you feel enthusiastic about, comfortable in. You know, there's a whole lot of things tied up with that. But I just want to be able to offer people a means where they can have their own business. They can do it part-time. They can do it full-time.
Such a great idea.
Mm. It's something that I'm really looking at the moment.
Excellent. Excellent. So I think that's great. And I would like to think that maybe someone that's listening is looking for someone like you to support to get something like that up and running.
Because
I feel like this feels like a really wonderful opportunity for the right people.
Yes, yeah. There is a criteria. Like you need to be a certain type of person to be able to run the workshops. Particularly, you know, like being a people person and being compassionate, you know, being able to be there on that journey with people, you know, it's not easy sometimes, you know, and some things that you're presented with, you know, can bring up those emotions. So you need the right kind of person that can deal with that.
Yes.
And yet not be invasive and, you know, do it in such a way that it really gives that person the opportunity to process, you know, what they're being presented with.
And get the full experience out of the experience.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Well, that's absolutely wonderful. I want to just change direction a little bit here. There's been some activity recently. Your life sort of opened up with the revelation of some family that you weren't even aware of. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'd love to. Yeah. It's very close to my heart. I didn't find out until 1991 that I was part Aboriginal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from my father's side of the family.
Yeah.
And yet at the same time I say I didn't know, but instinctively I did know. It's always been there.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved my grandmother and was close to her. And as a child, you know, she did tell me bits and pieces, but I guess, you know, your focus over time, you know, like you become a teenager and your focus is elsewhere on all of the things that normally teenagers would do.
Very in the moment, aren't they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I met my husband and then, you know, family and all of that. And it wasn't until 1991 that a situation occurred. Mm-hmm. That prompted me to ask my father to tell us the truth.
Mm.
So then having that come out, I began a bigger search then, and I was starting to look at information from all different sources.
Mm-hmm.
My father's cousin ended up sending us a photograph of family from back in 1927.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just amazing. And a lot of information that him and one of his cousins documented.
Yes.
So it kind of more and more came out of that. And then 4 years ago I approached LinkUp and I asked them if they could help me with my search.
Mm-hmm.
So just a few weeks back, I got a phone call to say that the research had been completed and could they come and, you know, give me that research and, you know, we talk about it. So that occurred and I was a little disappointed at the time because I felt, you know, on the surface of it all, that there wasn't much more information than what I'd actually given them in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But reading through the entire thing later, I was just blown away by the amount of research and information that was there.
Wow.
That was giving me insights into parts that my cousin had written,
mm-hmm.
People that he had mentioned, and so that really... I was just absolutely blown away.
Yeah.
So then from there, LinkUp contacted me and said, are you ready to go to St. George,
mm-hmm.
to a place of significance? Because if you don't know, you know, the actual family members there,
yeah,
then it can't be a proper reunion, but they can take you to the places that you know that are significant to you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only just happened just a few days ago, last week.
Yeah.
And
that was a hell of an experience for you, wasn't it?
It was, Deb. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
Oh,
what's happening? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So I've actually met a lady there who is a researcher. She has mountains of photographs and information that she said that she can share with me.
That's amazing.
Because she knows about my great-great-grandfather and his family, and she thinks that she even has information on my great-great-grandmother, which is just the icing on the cake. That's what I've been looking for.
Yeah.
And then they also told me that they've found an 89-year-old cousin of mine who is so happy and wants to still connect alive with me.
Yes, that's amazing.
Isn't it? Just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be talking to him tomorrow. to share all of this information. So it's just so exciting.
Yeah, well, I bet you're beside yourself.
Oh, I am.
It's just awesome. And it just astounds me, you know, how much this has opened things up for you. And, you know, and I'm just looking at the past, look, even just the last 12 months, you know, where you were 12 months ago to where you are now. And in your life, and yes, it's just phenomenal. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm loving every minute of it.
So how can your fans, your readers, how can they get more of you? How can they stay connected with you?
Okay. Well, I have a website, and
good start.
That website, they can go to it and read, you know, all about the different avenues that I'm involved in.
Okay.
I have a blog page that they can connect with me there, give me, you know, questions or answers or, you know, something they'd like to share.
Okay.
There's also the opportunity for them to buy the book, buy an ebook.
Yep, that's always a good thing.
Yes, yes. And there's also the opportunity for them to read all about the art workshops and feedback from others, and be able to book a workshop if that's what they choose to do.
Do you have a mailing list that people can jump on?
Yes, I do have a mailing list.
Oh, good. So if they go to, it's marniekent.com.au, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Okay, so it's marniekent.com.au.
Yes.
So they can have a good look around, but probably a really good idea is to join the mailing list.
Well, that's where I'll be able to put any new things that are happening or any information that, you know, comes up that I think would be useful.
Yeah, so no, that's excellent. That's a great place. Have you got social media links on your website as well?
I only have Facebook at the moment, but I am anticipating connecting Instagram as well. So
yeah, they're the two big ones, aren't they?
For
people to connect with, that's where they all are.
Yes.
So, Marnie, this is excellent. I just have one more question for you.
Yes.
And that is, do you plan to write more books?
Absolutely, yes.
Awesome, awesome.
I've got the bug now, Deb.
I love it. And, you know, I do find that when people decide that they're going to write a book and they write it and they cross that, what I call, it's like the Grand Canyon between being aspiring author and becoming an author, and it looks like it's an awesome, you know, huge, big adventure that you'll never be able to complete. But once you're published and you look back, you think, that wasn't so hard. And let's do this again. And so, yeah, I think it's common for people to say it. They'll do it again.
Well, my husband's just been on the journey with prostate cancer, so him and I are anticipating writing a book together.
Wonderful.
About his journey and information that we weren't given initially that I think would benefit other people, whether you're the person, you know, going through prostate cancer or whether you're the carer.
Okay.
And, you know, information of where they can get the necessary products that they need to help with all of that.
Well, that sounds like a really practical, helpful book for when people would be in a position where they really need support.
Yes, it's a frightening journey, and it's something that, you know, if you've got some information of, you know, who you can connect with or where you can get things that you need, or, you know, just helpful advice, I think that, you know, that would make the journey a lot easier.
Wonderful. Well done.
So beyond that,
yes,
I intend to write about my journey now of finding my heritage and reconnecting and what's been happening.
Will be awesome as well. I'm looking forward to seeing something coming up there. Well done, darling. It's been lovely to talk to you this morning. I wish you all the very best with your call tomorrow. And I know we'll be working together in the future. I'm very much looking forward to that. So thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Deb. It's been a pleasure.
Wonderful.